175, please. All day long of Jesus I am singing. He's my song of joy will ever be. All the while he keeps my heart bells ringing. For his love is everything to me. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long of rapture praise I sing. He's my blessed Savior, he's my king. Streams of love around my soul are flowing. From his heart, love's everlasting spring. That is why my faith in him I'm showing. That is why an endless song I sing. He's my king, and oh, I dearly love him. He's my king, no other is above him. All day long in raptured praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my king. In his light I'm going home to glory, with the souls who trust his saving grace. Going home to sing and tell the story, in the blessed sunshine of his face. He's my king, and though I dearly love him, he's my king, no other is above him. All day long in rapture praise I sing. He's my Savior, he's my king. Number 224. And Brother Tony, would you lead us in a word of prayer right after this song, please? Number 224. I love thy kingdom, Lord, the house of thine abode. The church, our blessed Redeemer, saved with his own precious blood. I love thy church, O God, her walls before thee stand, dear as the apple of thine eye, and graven on thy hand. For her my tears shall fall, for her my prayers ascend. To her my cares and toils be given, till toils and cares shall end. Beyond my highest joy, I praise her heavenly ways. Her sweet communion, solemn vows, her hymns of love and praise. Jesus, thy friend divine, our Savior and our King, thy hand from every snare and foe shall great deliverance bring. Sure as thy truth shall last, to Zion shall begin. The brightest glories earth can yield, and brighter bliss of heaven.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this Lord's Day. We have an opportunity to gather here and hear Brother Robert's lesson. We hope that the lesson will be beneficial for everyone. We ask for your continued blessings upon us. We ask you to be with our sick, be with the ones that have lost loved ones, also be with our friends and families that are traveling, that they will return home safely. We ask you to just be with us and to help us to do your will and to forgive us of our sins. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Our next song is number 479. And if you don't mind marking, number 198 will be our invitation song tonight. Number 198. Mark 198, I'm bound for the promised land. Who will go with me? And let's turn and sing together the first and third verses of 479. 479. Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the morning, bright and fair? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, in the heat of the noonday's glare? For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper's work will soon be done. Will your sheaves be many? Will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest home? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, all along the fertile way? Are you sowing the seed of the kingdom, brother, you must reap at the last great day? For the harvest time is coming on, and the reaper's work will soon be done. Will your sheaves be many? Will you garner any for the gathering at the harvest home? Our invitation song again is number 100. Let's see, what did it say? 198. 198. In this third part of our day, we talk about the things of the training school program and the activities of it. And I want to read several things tonight in regard to the timeline that we faced as we go along in a point of this particular lesson. When Brother Hull wanted to start this particular school program and activity and asked my participation in it, he based upon an idea that's found in 1 Corinthians. And in chapter 1 and verse 18, we read this morning in regard to that matter. But in verse 21, it says, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. Tying in with the passage in Romans chapter 10, how shall they call upon him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how thus shall they preach unless they be sent? As it is written, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How are we going to have people to believe, Brother Hull would ask, unless they hear the gospel from someone who has been sent, who preaches the gospel to those individuals? Thus they then believe it and put it into practice in the daily walk of life. And if that is not the possibility, then Paul in Romans 10 is saying that it's not possible for that to happen unless you first hear someone who has learned that gospel truth. And thus he said, we need to have a school. We need to train those who want to preach. I mean, they want to do it. But they don't have the time off from their career that they're working on to make a living for their families, and to go to a school in which they're not sure that they'll make the grade and that they'll be held up from that school for a year for remedial work, and therefore they'll lose a whole year of work, and they'll lose a whole year of pay that they might be able to pay for their food for their family and their insurances and their car expense and one thing and another. And he said, we just need to be of help to them in some way where they can become preachers while they work at the rice fields or at the rice paddies or rice mills or whatever work that they're doing in life. And I have found that to be the case. They've come from every... He'll help you with this organizational patterns of your sermons. He called me and you could hear the tears falling from his eyes. He said, I have spent 2 years of my life in this process. He said, I've studied hard. I've made pretty good grades, but I cannot preach it. I cannot put it together to have it understood. The places where I go to try out now, they asked me not to come back Sunday night because they've heard enough on Sunday morning, and they've heard the way I do it on Sunday morning. And he said, I've been advised that you train preachers. Are you the one that trained preachers? And I said, whoa, I hadn't heard it called exactly that, but I guess I do. I try to do that. And he said, well, can you help me? And I said, well, I'll try. And I said, I don't know if I can help you. I really don't know. Because it was really, really not good. The approach was just, like I say, the middle was at the beginning and the beginning was at the end and all that, all kind of problem. But I said, somebody who wants to preach as badly as you, I'm going to give my best effort at helping to preach. Because you want to preach and help souls, and I'm going to help you. If I humanly can, I'm going to help you. Make a long story short, in 2-3 weeks of time, he was to speak. I said, now these tumblers have to fit just so. And what you want to do is you want to preach the gospel to people and get yourself out of the way of guessing what will work. Preach the word. And he began to do it. Sad to say, he got into a time of great illness himself and hurt his problem. And once he began to preach and was real good at it, he had to stop doing that because of his circumstances in life. What I've talked to you about tonight is on that timeline, so to speak. Because what we have to do on that timeline, we have to look at the things that are being done one at a time. And the one at a time shows to you there, if you'll see on the front page of it, if you don't have the sheet in front of you, you'll see as you pick up one and look at it, you can see where we started out training preachers, teachers, and personal workers. We didn't do that in the same one class time. 1976 was the year. We finally had all three of those together because we started out with the preachers, and it wasn't long before we had people saying, show us better methods of how to teach. And then we had the personal work group of the church, which showed up to say, show us techniques to talk with people and visit with people and help them to know the gospel. We held on to this until we suddenly had ideas in 1978. In Brooklyn, Arkansas, where Brother Hull was preaching the gospel and everything by that time, and we'd moved to Batesville in 1978 in the July of that year, we added the topical specialist phase. Some people just wanted to study about the Holy Spirit. Some people wanted to study about women's role in the church. Some people wanted to study about baptism. Some people wanted to study about grace. Some people wanted to study about the judgment day. Whatever the topic and subject was, that was the one. And once they studied that, they were satisfied with their preparation to explain to themselves and their family what was the truth about the matter. And so the topical specialist became the very top, and it still is the very top. We've had 500 or better gospel preachers out of the program, and we've had 500 or better teachers. But we've had 1,000 people to be in topical studies because they really want to study that particular thing. They're serious about it. Some of them got into the other things, but that was, and it is, the largest group of folks that are there from 1978. It was several years later, 1995, that we added the leadership phase of the church. The idea of better elderships and better deacons in the work of the church, that became a very important part. It's still the smallest one of the groups, but it is one that nevertheless we had to work with. Then the ladies and the biblical counselor phase was added in 1997. And the ladies' work and the idea of improvement of life and the biblical counselor phase was the part that we added to that. The youth phase came about in 2001. We'd worked with a lot of young people, but we never had together something of what a young person could take to really make a choice at overcoming temptations in life as we grow up in teenage years. There are unique temptations to the life of a young person in teen years. Young men, young women needed certain things that we offered in that particular study, and it offered there. In 2002, we crossed over our 1,000th student in the school program. We kept up to that particular time, that particular thing. In the year 2002, we also added the Training School for Better Service 3, our third decade, -edu. It wasn't underlined, but it was a -edu for education.com, a training website of information that could be reached by anybody in the English-speaking world. And that was good. That was good access that particular time. The youth ministry became the ninth phase in 2005. We felt like that youth ministers were being trained how to basically run a program, how to get people on a bus, and how to get people to a program of activity, but not adding enough of the biblical side of it. And the spiritual side, they did not have enough helpers to come there and work with them. And as a result, those young people did not come back. Well, when we've had at camp session using these techniques, more and more than any other session, we had counselors to come back from having been campers in years gone by. They would come back and work with us in future years when they got out of college and one thing or another as counselors in the summertime. That was a natural thing to what did we do in that regard. And so that's what we added to that particular part of the work. If you'll notice, we've had a variety of speakers in the opening, the official year opening. We didn't start the official year opening to 2007. That's about 12 years ago, I guess now. In 2007, we had Curtis Cates and Hal Johnson to come to Batesville and to open officially the school. Bear Grider and Frank Williams and Mike Martin, who's been with us up this way, he's the barber there in Batesville. They opened on the 26th of January, 2008. Bobby Liddell came and spoke to us, 2009. I told him what to expect, and others told him what to expect as well, but he came anyway, and he did open up school for us. Bobby Liddell is one of the finest scholarly people that I've known. And he was the head of the Miss School Preaching for a number of years and chose to leave that position himself. Over the next several years of time, we have a listing there on our timeline. We added the Fall Bible Lecture Program between 2014 and 2015. We didn't have that before. We still have it. We do it in the fall of the year in this time. And then we come up to this year. January the 13th, 2019. And we had the program today. Thank you for listening and study with us. I trust that as we have spoken this, we've encouraged somebody to realize it pleases God by the foolishness of preaching to save those who believe. And we've sought to help people to teach others through the years so that they can believe. Obey the gospel. Would you stand with me and let's sing together number 198, first and third verses. On Jordan's stormy banks I stand and cast a wishful eye to Canaan's fair and happy land where my possessions lie. I am bound for the promised land, I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. When shall I reach that happy place and be forever blessed? When shall I see the Father's face and in His bosom rest? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. Please be seated. Is there anyone that wishes to partake of the Lord's Supper tonight? I think we all were here this morning, all part of it. That's great. Any question that you have in mind for what you've heard today in these three presentations of these men? Well, we hope that you see that we're serious as serious can be about it, and that we've made the progress, not all at one year, but as the needs came along, to have that kind of opportunity to serve and to help people. And as a result of that, it's a wonderful blessing that we have in our hands. Bobby Rawson and Brooks Rawson have asked my help, and we have started the school program there in Alamo, Tennessee. And it's my demise, it'll still be going on, Lord willing, after I no longer verbally teach it myself. And it'll be doing good. And the hands of those that you heard today, it'll be going on and be reminded to people. Would you turn with me to number 2 as we close our service tonight? And Brother Travis, if you would lead us in a word of prayer as we close.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock, where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand and covers me there with His hand. When clothed in His brightness, transported I rise to meet Him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, His wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of His love and covers me there with His hand. And covers me there with His hand.
We can be here and show you our love to you as you've shown your love to us. Father, we're so grateful for this congregation that meets here. Right.
Amen. Look forward to seeing some of you in the morning at lunch, if not before, 11:30.